even try to be civil to myself. Please forgive me for my distance. The pain is evident in my existence. Please forgive me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WMEC FM College Park. My name is Sean Montatsky. You are listening, or DJ Sean Mon, I should say. You are listening to Sean Mon Mons. We're going to kick you guys off with a quick PSA, and then we're going to get right into it immediately.
Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November. The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are looking at Opelousas City, down the Univa region. And this is an episode that I've been honestly really, really, really excited about. Because in this episode, we're going to be looking at my favorite long-form songs. And when I mean long songs, I don't mean like 5 or 6 minutes. I'm talking like 9. I think the shortest song in our show is going to be like 9.5 minutes, which is why this is kind of like an ambitious concept. See if I can like fit in enough material within our amount of time, but it's going to be so cool. I have so much really cool stuff to show you guys. It's going to blow your mind, but let's get into the city as a whole. What makes Opelousas City so interesting? It is like one of the only cities, I think, if not the only city, that actually changes the architecture depending on the game. I believe in Pokemon Black and Pokemon Black 2, it has like this very like urban kind of futuristic look. Whereas in Pokemon White and White 2, it's very grounded, very ancient kind of structure to it. And it really plays into the lore really well. That's where, because when we go to Opelousas City, that's where we learn about the Tau Trio, which is like the box art legendaries like Reshiram and Zekrom and Pokemon Black and White, respectively. And we learn about the war between truths and ideals, and like the big like dragon that they all kind of turn into. And it is very lore heavy, and also is very progressive, I should say, more or less in concept and ambition and just creativity. And that is a thing that I respect to the utmost degree. In fact, we're going to go off that and play a lot of insane progressive music, music that pushes the boundaries of what music can be and what music is considered to be in terms of song structures like musicianship, instrumentation, pacing, all those amazing concepts. Now, we have a lot of insane material to get to, so I'm going to make sure we get to as much as possible. So we're going to go right into our first song. Now, this goes out to all of my Spotify listeners who, I guess, can't listen to this band anymore because it kind of took all their material off Spotify. If you know me, you know who I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, this is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Dragon. gentlemen, that was Dragon by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off their album. Okay, let's see if I can get this. Petrogigantic Apocalypse or Dawn of Eternal Night and Annihilation of Planet Earth and the beginning of Merciless Damnation. Try to say that five times fast. I cannot. Now, I actually saw that. I saw them play it live back in 2020. Actually, like last year. Yeah, 2025. They played it, but they played it with an orchestra. Imagine all that, but with the National Symphony Orchestra. And it's so freaking cool. But I want to showcase that song in particular. They have a bunch of long songs, especially a lot of their live performances. But I want to showcase that one because that one is called Dragon. And the type for the gym in Opalusa City is Dragon. So it kind of checks out. Now, this next song is one of my favorites. I wanted to showcase LCD Sound System and James Murphy, but I think this song is probably one of his most underrated works. This is a remix he did for David Bowie back in 2013, I want to say. It was around, like, the next day. This is off, like, the EP, like, the Extras collection. But this is Love is Lost by David Bowie, remix by James Murphy. Thank you, guys. You don't need the applause. Oh, come on, I appreciate it. But, yeah, just enjoy this show. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
New, your house and even your eyes are new. You're made. thrills of life. Where love was good, no love was bad. Wave goodbye to the life without pain. Say hello.
Secrets, they'll light the grave. Oh, what have you?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Love is Lost, remixed by James Murphy, Love is Lost by David Bowie, as remixed by James Murphy of LCD Sound System. I remember I discovered that song while going through like a David Bowie deep dive, which, by the way, RIP David Bowie, died 10 years ago. Which is kind of insane to believe. But in terms of his late era discography, I think The Next Day, honestly, is an album that you should definitely check out. I think a lot of people associate late David Bowie with Black Star, which is a phenomenal album, I do want to add. But looking at some of the stuff he did before, also really worth checking out. Now our next song, we're going to do a little bit more relaxed tone, as if to be fair, I wouldn't really call the last one relaxed. I call it more contemplative, more like disassociative. You know, it's very like played on the background. You kind of just like get lost in the music, and that's what I love about that song. But this one, this is gonna take our chance to relax a little bit. Now I got really into jam bands and whatnot, especially in the past few months. I consider myself at least on a spiritual level a fan of jam bands, because like I love the concept and the theory behind it, but like sometimes I listen to like some jam band songs, I'm like, this is not it, I don't like this. But I've been listening to a lot of Goose lately. I know Geese is like the big talk, but honestly, if you want to dip your toes into some cool quality jam band material, Goose is a great way to get into that. And this is a song I found off their latest release, Chain Your Dragon. Again, calling back to the dragon typing of Opalized City. What? This wasn't planned at all. What? It honestly wasn't planned at all. I just realized that. Anyways, this is called Turbulence and Night Rays by Goose. And when you get into it, you're probably gonna be like, I can't believe this song is like 10 minutes or 9 minutes long. The solo that takes like the latter half is insane. Everyone, enjoy. This is Turbulence and Night Rays by Goose.
I fade away. I've seen those eyes shine through. He's got moves to make the whole town groove, and there's nothing that he'd rather do. Slow step and a shoulder dip, and the lights burning way down low. Well, it's our time for another night, throwing down at the old chateau.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Turbulence and Night Rays by Goose. One of the most insane guitar solos I've ever heard. I can't imagine trying to replicate that entire thing. I imagine, like, when it's live, it's just a giant improvisational section. I can't imagine him replicating that entire thing for how good it is. Anyways, I do want to give a quick little shout out. My mom is listening in. I love you, Mom. And I say that because she never really has, especially with the new time, she never really gets to listen to my show. So I want to give her a quick little thank you on air. I love you, Mom. I appreciate you. And also, you might want to close your ears for the next song. We're going to be playing some progressive black gaze, which is a mix of like black metal and shoegaze. And I've shouted that out with the band Deaf Heaven at the end of last semester when they released their new album. But I've been listening to this band for quite a while. And their second or third album, their early work, New Bermuda, is one that a lot of fans don't really go back to or not really aware of, but they really need to. But we're going to play probably my favorite song off them. There's a really weird modulation in it that I absolutely love and geek over it. If you can catch that, if you are into that stuff. This song, I'm going to stop yapping. We're short on time. This song is called Luna by Deaf Heaven. Everyone, enjoy.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Luna by Deaf Heaven. You know, quick shout out to everyone who listened to that entire thing. I know I was saying, man, it's kind of like, dare I say, a little bit avant-garde to be playing black metal live on air. But you know what? We're a progressive society. I guess we can handle all those things. Anyways, I can't believe I'm saying this so early, but we're down to our last song. Oh my goodness, guys. Okay. So, for those who don't know me, hey, hi, my name is DJ Shaman, and I used to be a huge Dream Theater fan, but sometimes I feel bad saying used to, because I'm actually like wearing the shirt right now. But they got me into like playing progressive music, i.e. like shredding on the guitar and things like that. And one of the songs that really got me into it was Metropolis Part 2, Metropolis Part 1, The Miracle and the Sleeper. There is actually a Metropolis Part 2, and that is a full album. Fun fact, with the concepts of the song, they're kind of just like making up like random things to sing and talk about. And so like when they had kind of like a failure of an album one time, they were talking, and it's like, oh, when's Part 2 coming out? I was like, there's not going to be a Part 2. But then like they had the failure of an album, and they were like, okay, we might as well make a Part 2. We need our fans back, right? Anyways, I need you guys to listen to the song. I don't want to keep you guys hanging. Enjoy. I hope this blows your mind. And most importantly, I hope you guys come in next week on Sean Mons Mons. Everyone, enjoy. Listen in. Rock on. Have an amazing rest of your day. Have an amazing rest of your week. This is DJ Sean Mons signing out.
Hi, everybody. You are listening to Pop Past and Present on WMUC FM College Park. My name is Andrew, and today I want to talk about one of my favorite artists in recent memory. Her name is GFOTY, and I think a lot of her music, it plays around with humor and irony, but it also has like a